Listen to this noisy room, will you? Listen to that noisy room. Well, that just is not going to do, is it? Well, I thought it's not too noisy. It's not too noisy. It's not too noisy. We could turn the TriCaster off, but then that would, you know, then you wouldn't have my mug to look at. And don't you want that? Sure you do. So then, listen. Kind of quieted down a little bit, didn't it? But then you have those artifacts. Oh, look, there's Mary Catherine Hamm. I'm hot for her, man. Man, I love her. Chick on the far right. I like those. Well, I shouldn't say I'm too old for her, but let's just pretend that I'm not. I want to just, you know, do dirty things and just make her, just scandalize her life so that, you know, turns out in the newspaper on Monday. Mary Catherine Hamm, however, involved with some fucking disc jockey, some radio, some podcaster, some sleazeball, funny actor, guy, person, was found running to her car early one morning in only her panties to go get her wallet. I'm just joking. That's Trump. Cruz Fiorina, a waste of time. All right, Trump, if they're a waste of time, then why don't you just fucking shut up about it, motherfucker, and just go on and kick ass and do all the great things that you claim you're going to fucking do. I can't wait. Now I can't wait for this guy to be president. I just can't. I'm telling you right now. And, you know, they say that he hasn't got a chance. Who knows? Who knows how fucking stupid we are? Who knows how stupid this generation of Americans is going to get? I'd love to see this asshole become president of the United States and make it up as he goes. And maybe that's what you're supposed to do. Maybe that's what you're supposed to do. Maybe we need a dictator. Maybe we need an autocrat. Maybe we need somebody who's just going to tell us how it's done and run. You know, you talk about running roughshod over the fucking Constitution. Motherfuckers don't even have any idea. They have no fucking idea how roughshod the one can run over the Constitution till they see this fuckwad in action. This dumbass who doesn't even know what the fuck international law is. I know I spent the whole hour talking about this shit yesterday. I apologize. No, I'm serious. I think Mary Catherine Hamm's got that smart brunette. She's a smart-looking brunette, man. Well, brown hair. And the only problem is I don't really know what she's doing on television. I know she's a commentator. I think she's a columnist for the one of these fucking blogs, whatever. It's not a blog. Here she is.
This is the time for Hail Marys, and they had to do something, and they won the day yesterday by putting her out there. She is not a pander. She is an extremely qualified candidate and was the first person on a debate stage to hand Trump's ego to him on a platter when he made that comment about her face, and she shot back at him. That's one of the reasons he is being remarkably restrained in not attacking her, and that's not a bad move for Cruz.
Interesting. So Judson, I know what you said about California, but people in Indiana are not all that familiar with Fiorina, and on the subject of California, Fiorina lost a bid for both governor and senator. So again, how exactly does this help Cruz?
Right. Fiorina is well established within the Republican Party of California. And let's remember here, these are Republican voters who are selecting the Republican nominee. You know, liberal lion Donnie likes to keep saying, well, I've got more votes. Well, guess what? That's not how a Republican nominee is picked. It's done by delegates. And if he wants to talk about somebody who's mathematically eliminated, it's liberal lion Donnie, because he can't get to 1237.
Oh, this guy.
And if he can't win 1237 on the first ballot, he hasn't been playing the delegate game.
Look at this, is the Tea Party guy. Look at what a fucking joke this clown is.
Going back to names, what's the point, Justin? Why do you need to do that?
Justin?
If you disagree with Donald Trump, be respectful. You can have Carly's one delegate, and if she was such a successful candidate, why was she one of the first to bow out? She barely needed.
If Trump were there right now, buddy, he'd be making fun of the way you talk. He'd be talking about, he's going to be talking like this. Didn't they tell me I shouldn't do that? But see, Trump has given that, he's given a pass because he's cuddly. All right, so I better turn that off. I'm gonna have people yelling at me if I don't. Well, now look. Now, nothing. Hey, hey, hey. Sounds pretty good. You do hear a little bit of, yeah. Now it's gone. Now it's gone. Hey. Hey. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. 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 I feel. When you hear audio that is above the clip level, is that it, Alex? Or it's below the clip level? It's going to give you those, hey, it's going to give you those artifact sounds. Like that. But as you can hear, the whole fucking room is quiet. But we do run the risk of this kind of this cricket. Hey. What do you want? Hey, hey, you know, what do you want from me, huh? Huh? I did what I did. Hello. Hello. Yeah, I can hear a little bit of that. And she's buying the stairway. Oh, Henry, what are you doing, man? Okay, here we go. No. So here we have our Twitter feed. And what I wanted to do was, I want to do this, huh?
This guy's a Trump guy. I don't know. Maybe I like Trump. Just look.
Wait a minute, motherfucker. God damn, shut the fuck up. God damn it. Fuck.
Right? Is a camera on? All right, this is Jeffrey Lord. This guy's a Trump guy. I don't know, maybe I like Trump. This Lord, I hate this guy.
All right, now that's one of them there. And here's another one, what I done. You might like that. I don't know, maybe you will, maybe you won't. Come on, you cunt.
I will tell you this. I will not vote for Donald Trump if I see this Lord. If I see him one more fucking time, I will not vote for this Trump. I will tell you this. I will not vote for Donald Trump if I see this Lord. If I see him one more fucking time, I will not vote for this Trump.
All right. Well, all right, I get it. I also tweeted this little line here. Ernest Hemingway had a machine pistol taken from him in Paris by American soldiers when he was trying to torture a young German soldier. That's truth. That's the truth. Just thought I'd throw that in there. And I read that in a book on the war, which escapes me. It wasn't Citizen Soldier, but it was a war concerning the invasion and the movement across Europe. It might have been a book I read about 3 or 4 years ago concerning the cost of the actual invasion of Europe to the civilian populace of Europe. It was pretty high, but they were talking about encountering Hemingway on the road to Paris, you know, the troops or other other war correspondents who did not think highly of Hemingway as a war correspondent. He was covering it for Life magazine or some horse shit, and they thought, there he goes, some fucking sunshine soldier, right? Sunshine patriot, because he had his little motorbike and he was riding off to, well, I hear the Germans are, you know, and he had his fucking pipe or whatever. Well, when they got to Paris, Hemingway was discovered with a machine pistol and a lit candle and some partisans, and they had a German soldier with his boots off, and Hemingway was torturing this guy with a fucking lit candle and this gun. Now, this guy's a war correspondent. He's a non-combatant. So he violated all kinds of rules of war and, you know, the rules of conduct for a war correspondent, which some people may find romantic, and they may find that marvelously colorful and all this good shit, but the fact of the matter was, you know, he was operating independent of the American forces, and God knows what kind of shit he was pulling that could have cost them dearly. And, you know, I suppose that doesn't matter to a lot of people who love the whole myth of Papa. And he was a great writer, but tough guy. Okay. Yeah, I know he was a boxer and was quite a proficient amateur boxer. Well, isn't an amateur boxer somebody just gets into a lot of fucking bar fights? Isn't that what an amateur boxer is? No? Okay. But anyway, and that ain't what Hemingway was, I don't think. I'm sure he probably got into a few. But the fact of the matter is, there's a myth about Ernest Hemingway. He's a great writer. But the fact that he was also this oversized giant of a macho man, if you include in that the fact that he acted like a stupid fucking moron and behaved in ridiculously, hysterically funny ways and, you know, just a lot of shit. I'm looking at a book that somebody wrote about Hillary Clinton. Okay. I know that word is so...
not Hillary. Oh, no. Didn't you hear that she almost did something, that, but she didn't, but we can't prove it, but she almost did?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, I heard that. So here it is. Phil Hendry and Friends, Friday, May 6th, Hollywood Improv Lab with my dear friends, Andy Kindler, Darren Carter, Melinda Hill. Got to change that. God damn it, Alex. We got to change that. Fuck that up. God damn it. Do, 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 do. No, I don't copy the image, you cunt. I don't want to copy the image. I want to save the image. Where do I save image? Save image as improv. Now, how much time have we got here? I am just pulling. I'm pulling my dick here this morning, guys. Sorry. 16 fucking minutes. That's great. And also, I don't know whether I should be using this gate or not. Sure sounds nice, though, don't it? Sounds nice and clean, don't it? Ooh-hoo. How do you edit your profile, man? How do you edit your profile? How do you edit your profile? I used to think it was, no? All right, what about this? God damn it. I just... I don't know. I'm very confused here. I guess we'll do that later, huh? All right. Let's do that later. Let's take a look at our viral email. First one. Ford recalls 262,000 vehicles for transmission, suspension, other issues. Fuck me. Really? I don't own a Ford. Remember when Ford was the state-of-the-art American automobile?
Yes, I know the old days. They just don't make them fucking cars like they used to.
Of course they don't. Of course they don't. All things change. All things must pass. You know. Doesn't mean you have to get weaker or worse, but it does mean that you have to accept that things mutate, and your position and your place on this planet sometimes changes just a hair, you know? See? Just a hair. Just a hair. What do we got here? Oh, fuck. Is Kid Rock in the news? This is going to piss me off. Kid Rock's assistant dies in ATV accident in Tennessee. Rocker is beyond devastated. All right. Well, that doesn't piss me off. That saddens me. Saddens me for for the kid. I guess we're going to turn that gate off because it's just going to confuse things. Close that fucking window, will you, you motherfucker? God damn it. Key and Peele are so fucking funny. They are so fucking funny. They really are. They are brilliantly funny. They are it, man. They are happening. They are the they're the happening humor right now, as far as I'm concerned. Those motherfuckers are a riot. And I had the good fortune of working with one of them. No, just one. Mr. Key on Playing House. NYPD arrested 120 sweeping gang bust operations. I don't think Donald Trump is going to be presidential. It'll be impossible for him to be presidential. He's going to continue to be what he is. He's going to make promises and he's going to break them. And he's going to, you know. I'll tell you what's going to happen to Donald Trump. You want to know? He's going to have a fucking stroke. He's carrying just enough fucking weight. He's got just enough. You can look at this motherfucking guy's kisser. He looks like he's got a blood pressure situation. I think that guy is going to get, I think he's going to have a fucking stroke. You're going to stroke the fuck out, man. Next one. Amazon illegally billed parents for kids in-app purchases. Judge rules. NSA is so overwhelmed with data, it's no longer effective, says whistleblower. Why the CIA wanting encryption backdoors is a failure of leadership, not intelligence. This, was the CIA asking for a backdoor for encryption, or the FBI? Whistleblower. McDonald's testing less artificial chicken McNuggets in 2 years. Less artificial chicken McNuggets. Anytime you say chicken, Jack, you're talking my language. I think chicken is a comedy word. What the fuck is this, man? Okay, good. Whew. Now, here's the thing, man. This is what I want to see. Where our news is, there is the news falling this morning, you know. There's the news. All right. Ford recalling 260 vehicles, transmission suspension.
Yes, we had a problem when I was driving our car. Yes, we had a problem when I was driving the car. Yes, we had a problem. Yes, we had a problem when I was driving the car, and it stuck in reverse. So I went through the back wall of our garage.
Oh, my God.
And
was everyone all right? There was no one hurt, I hope.
No, no one was hurt, but it shocked us to think that Ford is a wonderful car.
Well. Did we get this Chicken McNugget story? Yeah, I think we did. Leonard. What the fuck is this? Mark Griego. Kid Rock's assistant dies in ATV accident. Rocker's beyond devastated. Oh, that's rough. That's rough going there, man. That is. It's rough. What is this shit? What the fuck is this? God damn it. Well, where's this fucking goddamn Amazon story? Motherfucker. God damn, here it is. McDonald's, Jeff Dowder. Man. NSA whistleblower. That's it. Okay. I'll tell you something, man. Don't ever. Ow. Hi, I'm Carol Costello. And if you didn't know it, I'm a cougar. I'm a piece of ass. Bobby Knight. Here's a guy that's a fucking mental midget. A mental fucking midget. It's no surprise he endorses Trump. This motherfucker's got a reputation among some people in Indiana. Here's an asshole that goes out hunting, blowing away fucking shit on other people's property, killing birds, buckshot all over the motherfucking place. I mean, this is the truth. Chair-throwing motherfucker. You know. He's a legend in Indiana. He won in 1976. Won himself the most prepared man for president. Holy Christ. Thunder. I think next up, Donald Trump ought to be endorsed by who? You know, like by maybe fucking Claude Lemieux or something, you know. And I tell you something right now. This is the best president. You're not even American. You're Canadian. That's what you need. That's what you need. You need a Canadian to tell you how to get this shit done. Because you motherfuckers, you dick lickers, don't know, you know, what you want for me to say. God damn, man. You dick licker stand around all day. I think Twitter, honest to God, I think Twitter is just a fucking... It's turned into the same river of shit that Facebook is essentially turned into. It's a whole bunch of fucking adults arguing about fucking dog shit. I fucking hate Twitter. In fact, all social media has become what you sort of expected. The internet, people thought the internet was going to be this place of democracy and marvelousness, you know, that everybody's going to hold hands and real, you know, people would have a voice. It's become a place there where you have to police shit just as much as you do in the real world, except there are no police, so you have to do it yourself, right? Cost you money to police your own shit on the internet. And on top of that, the social media is a place where individuals can be harassed and they can be have their image and their commercial likeness appropriated, and they can be thievery, and there's nobody out there. There's no real quote-unquote police. You know, it's all about civil actions. And Twitter, they don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They just don't, man. They don't give a fuck about whether or not you're being harassed. They don't give a fuck about whether or not you're being, fucked with. It is a fucking sewer, man. Motherfucking Twitter, Facebook. Facebook's actually is better than Twitter at protecting individuals. They are. All right, maybe I'll do a whole rant on that. 1, 2, 3. Explosion, and then we need... In the following increments, we need. I want Kid Rock. I want. What if it was Jeff Dowder? Jeff is going to be where? And then we want Art Griego, who's at the airport, right? Although we don't really have an airport, we do have the wind. Machine shop, there you go. All right, well, at least there's that. All right, and then we have... Farbingham. Where the fuck is she at, man? Clara Bingham is where?
Damn it.
Okay, we got a lot of work to do at these levels, a lot of work. And just as a note, the only person who is qualified to touch these levels is me. The only person qualified to touch these levels is me. And the only person qualified to adjust EQ is me. And I may be the only person qualified to adjust limiting. And because it's all going into the cans and it's all shit that I got to hear. And if it doesn't sound right to me, then it's dog shit. I don't give a fuck if it's by the book. Doesn't make any difference to me at all, because technical people don't know a goddamn thing about mixing audio. Let me repeat. Technical people don't know a goddamn thing about mixing audio for a presentation that is an entertainment presentation. They sit like nerds and they look at their numbers and they punch in some buttons and what comes out is fucking diarrhea, all right? That's why engineers are great at repairing, and they're great at setting up, and they're great at, you know, optimizing. But when it comes to the refinement of audio for a on-air presentation, they don't know a goddamn motherfucking thing. That's why we have a difference between technical engineers and we have program engineers. And I only say that not out of anger, but you have to reinforce these things with people, because they don't fucking, you know, not just you have to reinforce these things. Because for some people who are just learning the business, they need to know that. And if you're a young engineer type, you need to know that. And I don't give a shit what anybody tells you. You ask somebody who works on air, who's actually does what I do. I do a lot of on-air producing, okay, of my own shit. I don't know how many guys do that, but there are a few. And I know the way I want it to sound. And whenever the audio on my show fucks up, it's because some motherfucker, not this show necessarily, but when I was in radio, it's because some motherfucking engineer went in and put his greasy fucking hands on my shit. And then I go in there on the morning and I go to listen and it sounds like fucking shit. Puts me in a bad mood. I got to change everything around. And then they look at you like the dumb cunt that they are and they go, "What's wrong, man? I went in. The book says, I don't give a fuck. I'll take that fucking book and throw it through a window with you following it very closely after." This is the problem I had with those motherfuckers at TRN. Oh my God. That was my fault, though. I don't blame them. That was my fault. That was on me. Seriously, I made the most disastrous decision that I could possibly have made at that point in my life. In June of 2007, when I could have continued with my acting pursuit, you know, I mean, I was making a living. I was in four or five different pilots that year. I had a regular, recurring role on The Unit. I had gotten a call back on another show for ABC. You know, people wanted to hire me. And because there's a long, long time between gigs in television and movie acting, whatever, you know, it wasn't the daily thing that I craved, and so I really wanted to get back into doing something every day. And I listened to the radio, and of course, it's as it does today, it sounded like fucking dog shit. And I said, well, I think I should, maybe I can get in there, maybe I can, you know, make a difference, maybe I can reinvent the show. And so I made a disastrous decision to not only get back into radio, but get back into radio with that fucking company up there. And I'm forever, you know, have learned my lesson, you know. And a lot of it had to do with ego and hubris and, you know. So there you go, man. And I'm grateful. I'm a better man for it. Let me put it that way. It really taught me a lot. It taught me a lot of humility. It taught me a lot of, patience, gratitude, you know, love, forgiveness, a lot of stuff that's important in life. Believe it. Believe it when I tell you. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm Dick Clark. All right, enough of the cynicism for today. Why don't we just go ahead and roll into this piece of shit that we're about to do? I kid because I love. Post-roll, just record it separately and I'll insert it. That's what she said. Support the podcast, disclaimer. Okay, then we have our voice messages to get to. And we start off with Sherry's goddamned motherfucking berries. Woo! Woohoo! A woohoo!
Oh.
famous Phil Hendry show is on the air, you piece. You lousy fucking cunt.
Ready? R.I.P. That's, what's in that band? Demons? No, that's the album. The name of the band is Get Scared. I am. I'm scared. As soon as I heard the opening strains of your song, I got scared, all right. Well, there's nobody quite like Mom, is there? She's the one, man. She was there through it all, through the thick and the thin, through the thin and the thick, through the fat and the skinny, to the rich and the poor. There was Mom right there. You could pick up the phone. You could go to the house. You could sleep on the floor. And, of course, Mother's Day is coming up this coming Sunday. So, Charlie, you better get your act together and get Mom something special for Mother's Day. And I suggest Sherry's Berries. She's had all the perfume she could possibly stomach. She's had all of the chocolates that she could possibly get down. How about something that I think is a wonderful treat? I think it's a little healthy, too, with a beautiful, thick, juicy strawberry inside of a lovely chocolate that's melted over the top. Milk chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate. Oh, yeah, man. And Mother's Day is a great way to show your gratitude to Mom with Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, plus shipping, or you double the berries for just $10 more. That's right. This is an exclusive offer for Phil Hendry Show listeners, so check this out. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in my code, Phil Hendry. That's H-E-N. Wait a minute. Mother's Day, did I say it's this weekend? When the fuck is Mother's Day? This is going to be a short show today because of this shit. I'm just joking. I'm kidding. It's going to be a short show today because I don't give a fuck. That's May 8th. Is that it? When's Mother's Day? What the fuck? What? Okay, never. Fuck it. Never mind, man. You know, they want you to ad lib, but they don't really... Well, there's nobody quite like Mom, is there? No, there isn't. She was there when you were down on your luck, when you couldn't rub two nickels together unless they were buffalo nickels, and then you were trying to get them to mate, right? There's an old joke. Your mom was there when you were fat, skinny, rich, poor, when you were sleeping on the floor, when you were reaching the heights. She was there to cheer you along, and she was there to bind up your wounds. Mother's Day is coming up, and Sherry's Berries is the only real decent gift to get her. I'm telling you right now, the only really decent gift to give to your mother on Mother's Day is Sherry's Berries. Not more of those chocolates, not more of the lousy perfume. I just touched the microphone, so...
Yeah, I'm going to have to wipe it off.
Wipe it off, bud.
You don't have to wipe anything off. Anyway, Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Shipping or double the berries for just $10. Fuck! God damn it! Come on, man. Well, there's nobody quite like Mom. This really fucking hacks me off if they don't tell you when motherfucking Mother's Day is.